Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Do you worry a lot and you don't really want to anymore? Today, I'm going to talk through how you can stop worrying all the time and feel better and enjoy life. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you value yourself. I used to be terrible with worrying in my 20s and in my teens. If anything went wrong, I used to just hide away, scared. I used to run away at the sign of anything that was challenging. I used to sometimes think about stressors all over the weekend from work situations or social situations, even minor things. I used to be quite anxious and on edge. Now, I'm not saying where I am now that I never worry about anything. I never stress about anything. But it's really, really minimal if I do. Even the other day, I think I got really overbilled on something, and that's something that would have terrified me. But all I did was got a little bit frustrated. Yes, I'm a human being. Got a little bit worried about why I was being overbilled on my energy. Careful of energy providers. They can be a bit tricky creatures sometimes. If you work for an energy provider, it's going to be an interesting example here. But anyway, that was just an example. And then I looked at it calmly and I spoke very nicely on the phone, tried to get an understanding, and we resolved the situation. I'm very quick now to come back into a good state, but it's not just easy like a switch and just clicking it instantly. You have to work at it over time. If you're constantly bombarding yourself with negative stuff and just allowing yourself to get worried, that's all that's going to happen. Nothing's going to change. But if you manage to train yourself into the right states, then it's going to be easier. Now, I'm a human being, so like I say, I can experience things that might slightly stress me now and then. But I'm a lot quicker at getting back to a good state. So I wanted to share that with you today because lots and lots of people get anxious and worried. And that's why I do a lot of stuff on self-esteem, on confidence, feeling good about yourself, but also the mental health side of things as well, in terms of your mindset and what you can really take control of. So these are three things I wanted to share with you. First of all, schedule in feel-good states. What do you mean by that, Johnny? I mean, you can train yourself to be in a default good state. If you're feeling worried, feeling on edge all the time, you've practiced that over time, even if you didn't intentionally mean to. But the good news is you can consciously train yourself with little habits, little reminders through the day to feel good. So what I like to do as a good tip for this is put an alarm on my phone. And it's just a label that pops up and says, dance around, smile, jump up and down, even if I don't feel like it, even more important if I don't feel like it, okay? Because what that does is train my brain, right, we got to feel good now. And then when I keep doing it over and over again, my brain gets used to it and starts thinking, oh, this is quite cool. This is a good feeling. And then I'll start defaulting to it quite regularly. That's why I'm able to bring myself back so quickly. Put your phone off every couple of hours. I do it every hour. Start off with every couple of hours. Don't worry about putting sounds on or vibrations. I used to do that on my phone and it got irritating. So I just put the label that comes up on my phone. But do something that makes you feel good, whether that's dancing, whether that's smiling, whether that's saying something nice to yourself, whether that's gratitude. Just something you can do for a minute every hour to make you feel good. A minute to 2 minutes. The second tip is learn to live with uncertainty. I've heard a lot during 2020 and 2021, and I've learned from people who have had calm, relaxed mindsets and feel good about life. And then I've learned from people who don't. And I personally feel it's quite a good idea to try and copy the people who feel good. I mean, may sound silly, but try and copy someone who's good at something. I want to copy someone who feels happy rather than someone who feels negative. It's usually quite a good idea. Now, we all have different circumstances, but sometimes there's people with really bad circumstances, yet they feel good about life. And then you see people who might be rich and famous, but yet they're miserable. And we've seen, sadly, people take their own lives who appear to have it all on the outside. But what I wanted to say on that point before I sort of went off slightly, but it is connected, is learn to live with uncertainty. Nothing is certain in life. The thing you can be certain in is yourself. Believe in yourself, believe in the fact you're going to try and feel good as much as possible. But you can't be certain on other people. You can't be certain on other events. I'm just being realistic here. So learning to embrace uncertainty is such a good trick. Now, I've heard the term, these are uncertain times. Your whole life is an uncertain time. The thing is, when we try and control things we can't control is when life becomes difficult. Like, oh, the weather, oh, it's terrible. Oh, the weather, it's raining. Oh, I can't do this. You can't control it. You can control how you feel and what you might do as an alternative. And going even more dramatic, so obviously COVID's been a huge, huge thing for a lot of people. It's affected us differently. Like some people, the business side of things, financial side of things, and obviously got my complete sympathy. But I've seen people who've had it really bad for them. Live events constantly, like Pete's and speakers I know, their live events were cancelled. I've known people who've lost their jobs, but they've turned it around and felt good because they've understood they can't do anything with uncertainty and getting angry about it. They've just taken control of how they feel and what they can do. So learn to live with uncertainty, because if you're waiting for certainty in life, it's not going to come. The only thing you can practice is certainty in yourself. So keep doing that. That's just a brutal truth, but it's a truth that you need to realize to help you. The third point is pay attention to what you consume in your body and mind, which could be two separate ones, but I've combined it. So let's start with your body. If you constantly take in high sugar processed food, maybe too much caffeine, although I do like a bit of caffeine, if you drink too much alcohol. In fact, I'd like to share this with you. I've recently made a decision to give up alcohol for a significant amount of time, just based on the fact I've not drunk it for 5 months and the concept that I would drink it to have a good time and feel good. I've realized, and I wasn't even going to talk about this, but I want to share this because I think it's important. I've realized that what I was looking for alcohol to do when I drink it, I wouldn't drink it outside of nights out or big social events. But when I did, I particularly a couple of years ago, I used to binge drink, quite frankly. And it was based on the fact I wanted to feel good. I wanted to feel good and stop worrying and enjoy life. But then I had a thought, are there other ways that I can feel good and not worry? Yes. Yes, they are. But like many other people, alcohol gives you a quick relief of that. But it doesn't give you some very good side effects. So I started to question why I was drinking it. And it was to feel good and blend. And sometimes, to be honest, it used to be to just mix in with social occasions. Now, can I do those things without alcohol? Yes. Yes, I can. So that's why I've decided to give it up for a significant amount of time. I went a bit off topic there, but that's just something I wanted to share. Maybe you can think about that. I'm not saying give up alcohol for a large amount of time like me. I mean, I've not had alcohol for 5 months so far, but just it's sometimes worth thinking about what you're consuming in your body and whether it's for feeling good, and really ask yourself why you're having something, but what can you do as an alternative if potentially it's harmful? I'm not saying don't have alcohol. I'm not saying don't have treats. I'm not saying don't treat yourself, that meal out, I'm going to do that. Of course, we're all human beings. But what you consistently or consume in large quantities doesn't always help you. And as a result, things like high sugar, as we were talking about, or alcohol, can make you worry even more afterwards. They affect chemicals in your body. They affect the cells in your body. They affect many things in your body. And that's probably going to psychologically make you worry a little bit more. So really pay attention to when you may worry a little bit more. And what is that connected to what you're eating and drinking? And perhaps you can change your habits a little bit. Like I say, you don't need to give up alcohol. You don't need to give up all your treats. Just pay attention. Just be mindful to what might impact on you. And yeah, I just wanted to share my new recent decision to give up alcohol. And then the next point is what you consume in your mind, which I did put as point three, but it's kind of another point that's connected. What you listen to, what you hear, the people you hang around with regularly is what's going into your mind. Now, if it's negative and it's not good stuff, guess what you're going to feel? Not very good. But if you're listening to upbeat stuff, positive music, good things in life, guess what you're going to feel? Probably pretty good. So pay attention to what you're taking into your mind as well on a regular basis. And for me personally, one of the main things I do every single day is read for half an hour, making sure it's a good book and getting into my system. I could probably read more fiction books, to be honest, but I read a lot of non-fiction books just because it feeds my brain. Okay, so those have been my tips on how you can reduce worrying. Just go over them again. Schedule in feel-good states. Put an alarm on things that make you feel good. And when you do that, more and more you're going to feel good. And an extra tip to that I didn't add on is praise yourselves. Congratulate yourself every time you've done it. Celebrate that you've done good, because that's going to reinforce you to do it even more. Your brain likes praise. And guess what? You can control your own praise by praising yourself. The second point is learning to live with uncertainty. There is nothing certain in this world. The only certainty you can have is in yourself. So don't focus on what you can't control. And then the third point is paying attention to what you consume, both in your body and in your mind. And I've worked with clients and many, many times we're overthinkers like I was. We're worriers. We worry a lot. But it's just looking at our habits, what we do day in, day out. There's a lot of talk of, okay, it's okay to feel anxious. I'm anxious as well, but we can change our habits. If we change our habits, our behaviors, we can change how we feel. So think about that for yourself. Now, if you're looking to reduce your worrying a little bit more, perhaps you're in a business or you're in your career and you're thinking, oh, we're really worrying. This is a struggle. I don't know what to do. Then we can have a chat. I am a confidence coach, and if you're a right fit, I will personally take you through an empowering process, allowing you to feel your true value and feel good. So if you are looking to make that change now, increase your self-confidence rather than this, maybe someday it would be a good idea. If you're looking to do this now, rather than waiting for later in your life and you're like, wish I made that change rather than struggling for all those years, then check out in the description below the link where you can see if you qualify for a spot for my one-to-one coaching. Personally, I will coach you on a one-to-one basis if you qualify. All you've got to do is click the link and book in a free consultation call. So I look forward to hearing from you on that. Thank you for listening today. I appreciate you. And if you've appreciated this, please share this with your friends and family and give this podcast a rating, just so we can reach more people and get the message across. You might know someone who worries a lot and they might need to hear this as well. If you have done either or both of those things, fantastic. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. And remember this: improve your self-esteem, you improve the lives of others.